This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. The number of firefighters assigned to the Grizzly Creek Fire in Glenwood Canyon could soon double. The fire is burning only about a mile from Glenwood Springs, and any changes in the wind today could bring it closer to town. Wayne Patterson is a public information officer. He says crews are trying to get out ahead of the fire.
Well, there's been a lot of work, especially along the south side, to try to go ahead and protect a lot of the structures in there. That's been the focus of firefighters right now.
And crews are digging line and dropping retardant to try and slow the fire's growth. It now covers more than 25,000 acres. A railroad police officer shot and killed a man in Denver Saturday after the man allegedly stabbed the cop multiple times. This happened near the National Western Complex. Denver police say it all started when an officer for Burlington Northern and Santa Fe Railway tried to take the man into custody for trespassing. The officer was in critical condition as of yesterday. Both men involved in the altercation were white. Denver Regis University starts classes tomorrow, and a lot of them will be outside. Nearly 50 faculty members are signed up to teach more than 200 classes under outdoor tents across campus. All music classes will be held outside, too. Other classes will be online or a mix of online and in-person. The fall semester begins a week early and ends before Thanksgiving. More hazy skies over the Front Range today and very warm temperatures. 90s for Denver. Upper 80s, Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.